KX1X News.
It's 14 degrees and cloudy at 3 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Deanna Fraser. A march was held in downtown Belleville last night to celebrate International Women's Day. Public educator at the Belleville Sexual Assault Center, Elise Heinemann, said the day is to acknowledge achievements of women all around the world.
International Women's Day is a worldwide event, and it's to acknowledge women all over the world from all walks of life, the work that they have done facing the marginalization that women are in.
Around 40 people attended the march, which was said to be more than expected. Among the 40 were quite a few men. Wesley Weiss was one of them. When asked why he was there, he had this to say.
Because I thought it was about time I did.
The face of a Canadian woman will soon be front and center on a Canadian banknote. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau marked International Women's Day by announcing the Bank of Canada will be looking to select a woman to be featured on a bill in 2018.
Today, on International Women's Day, the Bank of Canada is taking the first step by launching public consultations to select an iconic Canadian woman to be featured on this new bill.
The bank is asking the public to nominate women deserving of the recognition. Submissions can be made on the bank's website between now and April 15th. New Democrat MPP is introducing a private member's bill that would allow parents who have lost a child to have up to 52 weeks of leave from work. Under the Employment Standards Act, parents are entitled up to 37 weeks of unpaid leave to care for a critically ill child, but only an additional 10 days if the child dies. Megan Ferris-Miles, whose 3-year-old son died a year ago, is also an employment lawyer and says the bill makes sense from all sides.
It's much better from the employer's perspective, I think, to give you the time to be able to heal so that you can come back and function at a higher level. It's not really to anyone's benefit to have somebody come back when, I wasn't sleeping, I wasn't eating.
Labor Minister Kevin Flynn says he would support the bill. An Ontario couple accused of killing a man and his mother have been committed to stand trial as early as September. Melissa Merritt and her husband, Christopher Fator, will be tried for first-degree murder in the deaths of Merritt's ex-husband and his mother. Last year, they were also charged with first-degree murder in the death of the father. But a judge has discharged Merritt on that count because of insufficient evidence. All three Harrisons were found dead in the same Mississauga, Ontario home over several years. That's QNET News on 91X to 304. In sports, defensive end Charles Johnson has agreed to take a major pay cut to return to the Carolina Panthers, according to his agent. Johnson, who was released last week by Carolina in a salary cap move, received a 1-year contract worth $3 million to return to the NFC champions. He said Johnson turned down an offer in excess of $6 million from another team. The Toronto Raptors scored a 104-99 victory over the Brooklyn Nets. Raptors coach Dwayne Casey gave his players a stern halftime speech to remind them what they're playing for.
We're going through that malaise. We got to be excited about playing the game, play with passion. You know, we're playing with something. This organ, we may not be here again. You know, there's no guarantee that we're going to be here again. So let's play with passion and some excitement and, you know, get that look in our eye.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk at gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, today mainly cloudy, 40% chance of showers late this afternoon with a high of 15. Tonight, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a low of 6. Tomorrow, cloudy with 60% chance of showers and a high of 9. It's 3:05 and 14 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Deanna Fraser. News on 91X, next at 4.